Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Filming in color sure fills the arena of today's historic events, because in this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss a big enshrinement day for three Hall of Fame players, a championship arena, a Kodak moment, and many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, and they're all coming up in just one moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, one of the 21 podcasts on the sportshistorynetwork.com, and welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. We are sure glad you joined us today, because we have some exciting history of the gridiron to share with you today for this July 30th edition, and I think we should get right at it because it is just some good stuff. July 30th, 1928, from his home in New York City, film and camera innovator of Kodak fame, George Eastman, first demonstrates his color motion pictures to a group that includes the famous inventor Thomas A. Edison. The first color home movie night. Eastman and Edison both had major contributions that allow us to see color video, including football-related items, to this very day. July 30th, 1971. The NFL champion, Baltimore Colts, overcame the college team 24-17 in front of 52,289 paid attendance at the Chicago All-Star Game in the Chicago's Soldier Field. The MVP award that's always given to the college player team happened to be Richard Harris, the defensive end from Grambling State. July 30th, 1977, three big stars of mid-century football were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Bart Starr, Frank Gifford, and Gale Sayers were all deservedly represented with a bronze bust placed in Canton, Ohio's famous Gridiron Museum of Legends. You can check that out anytime you want to go there to Canton and see all the busts of all the Hall of Fames, and I truly think it should be one of your bucket list items if you've never been there, because it is just a fantastic place. And we're going to be at the Pro Football Hall of Fame on August 7th for the 2020 enshrinements that were delayed a year, looking at all those great seniors coming in along with the new people coming in. We're just going to have a great time and see some legends of football get their deserved recognition they are, and we'll have some great stories on that coming up in some new episodes in the next few weeks, so look forward to that. July 30th, 1988, Arena Bowl II is played at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois, as the Detroit Drive outlasts the Chicago Bruisers 24-13. Steve Griffin is voted as the game's most valuable player. The Arena Football League was founded in 1987 and operated as a league in one form or fashion until 2019, making it the third oldest running North American Football League of all time, behind the CFL and the NFL. The fast-paced, pass-happy style of play provided an avenue for fans to enjoy the game of football indoors and out of the throes of the winter weather. And in July 30th, out of the very hot Detroit and Chicago weather, too, with that very hot concrete jungles they have there. Now, I'd like to just take a moment here and give you a word from one of our sponsors. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of unique unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row 1 catalog and for gallery prints and gift items, plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row 1 Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Tell you what, if you haven't checked it out yet, go to sportshistorynetwork.com/ROW1 and look at all the great stuff that they have there on that Pictorum Gallery and get that SHN code, SHN15 code in there. Get that 15% off, and I think you will be very happy with yourself because you have made a great purchase of sports history. Now let's go to our birthdays of Hall of Famers. July 30th, 1903, Sacramento, California. Vic Hansen. He was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1973, and he excelled at the end for the Syracuse University per the National Football Foundation. But he was born on that July 30th, 1903 day. And he's such a good athlete that he not only played football, baseball, and basketball for Syracuse, but he was also the captain of each team. In fact, he is the only person to be in both the College Football Hall of Fame and the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, that's have some great athleticism when you can be in both of those, and he's the only guy to do that. Wow, that is an amazing feat of athleticism. July 30th, 1924, New York, New York. George Savitsky, he's a two-way tackle from the University of Pennsylvania who was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in a class of 1991 by the National Football Foundation. And George was unique too, as he became a four-time All-American selection in 1945. He was the first player to do that since 1901. So 44 years, he was the only guy that was in four times as an All-American. Now, Savitsky played in the East-West Shrine Game as a freshman, sophomore, and senior, becoming the only player ever chosen for the game three times. He's got a lot of firsts going for him. And he was named to the all-time Shrine Team. I guess if you're on there three times and everybody else is like one, you definitely deserve to be on that all-time team. He's got to have some records, you know, at least playing time record there. But wow, three times making an East-West Shrine Game. He later played in the NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles, and many experts consider Mr. Savitsky to be one of the best tackles to play both sides of the ball in the history of college football. George Savitsky, another great athlete in college football. July 30th, 1948, Cleveland, Ohio. Jim Mandich. He was a tight end out of the University of Michigan that ended up being selected to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004. And according to the footballfoundation.org, a unanimous first-team All-American and team captain in 1969, Mandich was named the team's most valuable player while leading the Wolverines to a Big Ten Conference co-championship and Rose Bowl appearance. He was a two-time first-team All-Conference pick. He twice led Michigan in receptions and yardage, and after graduation, Mandich ended up playing on Sundays for the Miami Dolphins of the NFL and later for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, he had those record receptions and yardage, and he was a tight end, and he was born in 1948. So this is like the late 1960s, a tight end is leading the Michigan Wolverines in yardage and receptions. That's another great athlete. Three superior college athletes on our College Football Hall of Fame entrance for this July 30th on their birthdays. Now, if you want to find out some stats on some football people in the pro ranks born on July 30th, you need to go to profootballreference.com. They have some great statistics. We use their stats and their information all the time. We like to give them recognition at this point in the program every time we can. So just make sure you click on that profootballreference.com. Click on July 30th. You'll see all the birthdays of the pro football players born on July 30th. Not just the Hall of Famers, but everybody. And maybe you can find your favorite player there. Now, see something that happened on the state that we missed? Well, please let us know via email at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. You can also, we'd love to have your feedback, know what you think about the show. We'd love to hear from you. I will personally answer each and every email that you send to pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Also, find us on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch. Facebook, we have the Pigskin Dispatch page, and you can find on Facebook, LinkedIn, I'm under Darren Hayes. Make sure you check out our posts that we have each and every day there. You can also go to the subreddit of Reddit, r Sports History, and we post there many, many times during the year, and I think you'll find some of those very interesting. So make sure you reach out to us on the social media. Make sure you check out us on pigskindispatch.com and at thesportshistorynetwork.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.